It's December 14th, and we're back for another Jones Weekly Update. Not too much going on as we approach the final week of the year. Hopefully you had a chance to check out last night's instrumental music concert. I heard it was fantastic. Today we sent out the progress reports, so you should be receiving those fairly soon for many of you probably in the next couple of days. And taking a look at what's coming up for the next week and a little bit further down the line, we have the Winter Fun Fest, which is happening after school on the 19th. And then on the 20th, we have the Holiday Sing-Along at 3:45. That's in the Robin Bennett Theater, and that's for students and for teachers to just come and sing some of their favorite songs. From what I understand, they're going to be playing a lot of non-holiday music alongside some of the more popular music I'm sure the kids will get into. So, and again, as we approach the holiday break, it's a reminder that Jones has a strict no homework holiday policy. If you have any questions on that, feel free to reach out to Dr. Powers. And then finally, we have something very exciting. This is pretty new to Jones. We're calling it the Jones Jam, which is a gaming festival, or like a creative fest. And it's coming February 1st, 2019. It's a unique experience that will challenge the creative minds of students. And we're calling all clubs to participate in the first creative festival at Jones. And students throughout the school and actually across the city will be converging onto the school to design a game using their imagination through storytelling, problem solving, art and design, coding, and music. So really stretching the gamut on all of your talents. And so if you like programming and have a knack for writing music, this might be just up your alley. Or if you have a thing for storytelling and art, you could definitely find your place here at this Jones Jam. And students were emailed the sign-up sheet. If you go to jonesjam.org, we have a few students that are setting that up, but it's not quite ready, but it will be hopefully in the next couple of days. Students are encouraged to register there, and we'll have more details on our website as we get closer to the event. Also coming up this week, we are on the final stretch of a new software system for CPS, and this is CPS-wide, so all schools, elementary and high school, will be getting this new system. It's called Aspen, and hopefully by now you've registered your email address within our system, and you should be receiving a notification once it starts to go live, and it will give you directions on how to set that up. In addition to the new software for CPS, Jones College Prep is getting their own website redesigned, which means a whole slew of new features, and we will be sending out information about that hopefully fairly soon, but that website is expected to launch in early January. To top it all off, Friends of Jones is also getting a new website, so make sure to check them out in the new year as well. So very exciting stuff coming down the line, and hopefully we'll have a lot better means of communication. And if you haven't registered yet or registered your information, please reach out to the main office. The final day, I believe, is the 19th of December, and you can reach the main office at 773-534-8602. And sports, we've got a big congratulations going out to the Jones Payton boys swim team for their first ever victory against Northside College Prep. The boys won both the varsity and JV levels against the defending city champions. The boys dominated early and put up the fifth fastest time in the state in the medley relay. And then also junior Jaden Olson broke the school record for the 100 butterflies. So congratulations, guys. If you have not heard any of your sports that you know your child is participating in, make sure to reach out to your coach and ask why they're not on here. We have the Jones sports update that we request all coaches to complete. And if we don't receive it, we can't announce it. So make sure you're asking your coaches to submit their times and their scores, and we'd be happy to announce it. So that's going to wrap it up for this week. As always, thanks for tuning in. Now, keep in mind that our last podcast of the year will be on December 11th, and we'll pick it up when the school resumes in January. Have a great day and great weekend, JCP. We'll see you next week.